Now, O Lord, take my lips and speak through them. Take our minds and think through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire with love for yourself. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Please do be seated. I don't know how many of you have planned a journey recently. Of course I have. I have my epic journey to Bude. And whilst our destination is very important to focus on, the journey is also very important. In some ways more, so we can arrive prepared, ready, and in good spirits. And people watch how we journey. We were reminded there would be only space for 3 cars by our house, parking elsewhere for more cars. But that made us think, do we really need to all travel separately? We don't live very close together, but some travelling together could be arranged. You know, it's important, isn't it, to save all the cars being on our roads. And it made me think back to the disgruntled talk about how many delegates travelled to the annual COP summit meetings that we have to talk about how nations can help global climate warming. And many of them travelled by private jets. I read that 315 private jets were amongst the forms of travel to COP27, that was in 2022. But 65 went to COP29 2 years later. So some thoughts have been put into the way they travelled. Of course, these are very busy delegates, and they need to travel globally for meetings, and travel takes time. The lovely Greta Thunberg, the young Swedish climate activist, when she was aged 16 in 2019, she travelled by boat across the Atlantic to the Climate Action Summit in New York. It took her 14 days. And she had intended to travel by land then to COP25, which was going to be held in Chile, but that got relocated because of some unrest that was happening in Chile. So she then had to travel back again to Spain, and she managed to get an Atlantic boat to take her back to Spain. And that took another long stretch of time. So being strong to one's convictions is not easy, but it is noticed by people, even if it does show up all the problems that being different brings, or wanting to be different. It can be difficult. It can present new challenges. In our gospel reading today, we hear Jesus send out 72 disciples to share the gospel message. They were to go in pairs, carry no purse, no bag, no sandals. In fact, Jesus is very prescriptive of what they are to do. And Jesus is also aware of the challenge he is setting them. He says, go on your way. I am sending you out like lambs in the midst of wolves. So our journey, the way we travel in our life as a Christian, is very important. Not just having our focus on the destination. And Jesus was a great role model for this when he had his focus on his destination in life, wasn't he? He lived amongst us as a human, but he kept true to it. He kept focused on his destination. Remember how as a young boy, he traveled with his family and they went to Jerusalem on a pilgrimage. And they missed him on the journey home. They wondered what happened to him. And when they returned, he was still in the temple, chatting as a young boy to others about God, about faith. He had to be called away to return back to the family home. He had to hold back a little while longer to take that path on his journey. And then as a young man, when he began his ministry, he was not distracted away from his true self, his path and his way. Not by the devil or all those temptations in the wilderness. And he was not tempted by the easy route of being Messiah who raised human arms to fight off the oppression of the Jews, the oppression that the Jews were experiencing. No, he kept true to his mission. He kept his eyes focused on the cross. Not an easy journey. Not an easy destination to focus on. But he looked beyond it and all that that meant going to the cross. Going to the cross to save us all. Going to the cross, rising from the dead, and ascending to heaven where he reigns to this very day. And Jesus said to the disciples, 72 of them, which is a nod back to the symbolically to the 72 tribes of Israel, he said the reason for his request, the sending out, is that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. He says, therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. He could see that many, many people needed to hear the good news message, to know that they are loved unconditionally by our Creator, that the future is going to be one of plenty for them, that God, our Creator, intended and intends for us all that we will live an abundant life here on earth. We know not many do, but there is plenty for all. The harvest is plentiful across the globe. If we just think about the harvest of creation, there is plenty for all of us to share, to feed our people. But the pickers, the workers, well, they just don't share it properly. And that is still the same today as before. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. We need to learn to share what we have so much better. So we are asked to go and become part of sharing this wonderful harvest, this goodness. And we are to do it humbly, without a big song and dance, with faith that we will be able to succeed. And we can read great stories of missionaries going out to share the gospel message across the globe. We can read of great Christian initiatives here in the UK too. And one such initiative that I've been giving monthly to for many years, an initiative that is very close to my heart, it's called the Message Trust. And they're part of their UK work is funding Christian couples, Christian families, to set up home in amongst very deprived areas, to be a shining light in these areas. And that's it. Maybe like land to wolves, but you know, I think it might be like that sometimes. But you know, it's quite hard to fight against someone who doesn't fight back. It's hard to argue with someone who doesn't argue. Hard to deprive someone of something when they ask for nothing. The disciples were told not to get into big arguments or big discussions, while not if it was not wanted by them. What did it say? If your peace is accepted, give it. If not, don't worry, leave it. If you're not welcomed, don't worry. And that can be hard, can't it, to not worry about that. So what about us today? Well, not many of us are called to go out so bravely as the 72 did. Thank you. But the harvest is as plentiful and work is needed today. But it's the way of creation. Sowing seeds, growing, nurturing, harvesting. Workers are always needed. And Paul in his letter to Galatians, what did he say? He said quite a lot. And personally, I find Paul sometimes quite challenging to understand. But today something that he said struck a chord with me. Today he's writing about the need for the Gentiles and Jews to feel equal. Their faith is the same. They are putting trust and belief in the same Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And he speaks about the outward sign of faith that the Jews have, the physical sign of being circumcised. And he says, being circumcised means nothing if belief and behaviour do not show the same faith. He says, may I never boast of anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. He says, the only thing we can ever boast about is what Jesus has done for us. That sounds a pretty good message to live by. Only boast about what Jesus has done for us, not what we do in his name. Let me tell you, we do not always have to say anything to people. When people see us on our life journey, going through the trials and tribulations that come our way, the joys and happiness in our lives, and they see that God is a big part of it, a central part of our life, we hardly need to say anything. just travelling the right way. And a very final point about today's readings. It says the disciples returned with joy, saying, Lord, in your name, even the demons submit to us. And Jesus says, yes, I saw this. But what satisfies Jesus most, and he says they are to rejoice in, is that by fulfilling Jesus' request to go out and share the gospel message, they are fulfilling their mission in life. And they can rejoice that they have secured a place in heaven and for others along that path as well. And that sounds pretty good to me. We can all rejoice in that. Our journey has led us to our destination.